This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 710. Guess what? I'm an IELTS examiner.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today is the big reveal. Learn why I couldn't talk about IELTS examining for 14 years, why I can now, and what that means to you.
Hey, Jessica, are you ready for today, for the big day?
I'm so ready! I've been waiting over three years. To tell our listeners some very important information.
Yeah, exactly. And we are so excited because this is a secret that we're going to be revealing to you guys today. You've heard about it in the last couple of weeks, and it's something that we've had to keep secret, as we said, since this show started in 2015. But it's been hard, Jessica. Why has it been hard?
Well, it's been really hard because, guys, maybe you guessed it. I don't know. I can never tell if people can guess or assume or not. But, guys, okay, here it is. I have been an IELTS examiner for 14 years, and I just recently decided to resign from that position because that opens up so many things. Now I can finally tell you guys that I was an examiner for so long. And the why didn't I, right? Like, why couldn't I before? Because when examiners are actively examining, right, when they work for IELTS, we have to sign contracts with the British Council, like sign these IELTS contracts that say we cannot reveal the fact that we are examiners. Like, it is against the rules. We have to sign contracts. Also, we're not allowed to give band scores outside the exam. So it is very restrictive.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what this means, you know, let's just let this soak in here, guys. What this means is that the advice and tips that you've been getting right here on the IELTS Energy Podcast and inside Three Keys IELTS has been coming essentially from the inside of the IELTS exam, not from the outside. I love that.
Exactly, right? Like, that's why you heard us say just yesterday, in the episode yesterday, all of the strategies, all of the advice, in the whole Three Keys IELTS, but we were talking about the writing module. It's all directly connected to what the examiner is looking for. So how did we even know that? Because I've been an examiner forever. Yeah. Forever.
And so how many, let's just let this really sink in here because this is a big moment, Jessica. I mean, can you estimate for us how many speaking tests you have administered yourself over the 14 years? What do you think? Any idea how many times you have sat down in that room? I mean, it must be hundreds.
That would be
thousands.
Impossible to estimate. Okay, guys, if somebody wants to do the math out there, then let's say 2 to 3 exams a month for 14 years, between 10 to 20 students per exam. Oh, so I should have just been typing the numbers in the calculator as I said that. But let's just say thousands and thousands because it's tons.
Yeah. So about 500 different speaking dates, test dates, and how many students per date? I'm doing the math, we are English teachers.
Okay, so between 10 to 20, so let's say average 15.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, so 15. More than 5,000 speaking tests you have administered yourself.
That's
amazing.
Lot.
That is amazing.
A lot of speaking tests. And then, yeah, of course, also grading. So if that's 5,000 speaking tests, that's 10,000 essays.
Yeah.
To have graded. And not only that, guys, like, examiners have to go through special training, right? Like, we have to be recertified every 2 years. You have to be, like, checked all the time and blah, blah, blah. So, like, it's a very high level of expectations on examiners, and the level of expertise is, the expectation is very high. It's challenging, right? So, like, having met that, guys, this knowledge has been behind Three Keys IELTS the entire time, right? Yes. All geared towards the exam. So this is something that we wanted to point out to you guys today, that if you are taking a course or studying with a tutor or learning from somebody, make sure that this person is an ex-examiner or has been trained by an ex-examiner. All right. Exactly. Cause that is also they will have all the same knowledge.
Exactly. It's so important to know that at least one person at the place where you are learning is connected to the exam, so that the team has been trained under these rules, these laws that have been created by Three Keys IELTS. We have created these strategies, as Jessica said, directly based on your experience every other Saturday in the exam. You're there, right? In the flesh, you are there in the test. Creating those rules and strategies that are there in the course, guys. And I mean, this is why over the years we've seen the results come in. It doesn't surprise me when students get 7s, 8s, 9s. You know, just today we saw at least 2 or 3 score reports come in from over the weekend where students were getting those 7s, 8s, and 9s. And it doesn't surprise me a bit.
Yes, it is so exciting, guys. It's so exciting. I mean, I was an examiner for a decade by the time we even started conceiving of Three Keys IELTS, right? So that's a lot of experience going in to even, like, starting to establish these strategies. So,
amazing.
Yes, like, they're all directly connected to the scoring system. And, like, you can access the so-called public descriptors for speaking and writing online. But guys, those are different than what the examiner sees, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what I saw as an examiner for 14 years, the instructions, the guidelines for band scores, that is not public information, right? That's why, like, while you are an examiner, it is so top secret. I can't tell anybody I'm an examiner, blah, blah, blah. But it was, you know what? It's time. Like, 14 years is a good amount of time to do a job. So I thought, that's a long time. You know what? That's good. I've had my fill of doing that. I don't think I'm going to learn anything more from this job and experience. And now what it opens up for our team, for Three Keys IELTS, like, there's more opportunity now. Hello, lovely listeners. I'm so happy you know the secret now. So now is a great time to get into Three Keys IELTS, you guys. Get those exact band scores. Know what you will get on the real IELTS exam and why. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the course, or for band scores from me or a member of our team, go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
Absolutely. And now we will be able to bring on our team, our Three Keys IELTS team, that will always be trained under these strategies. So you guys can be sure that anytime you work with Three Keys IELTS moving forward, you will be trained under the same strategies. Everyone in in All Ears English is going to have these strategies and will be trained right here. So you can be confident in what you're doing here. This is so good. This is exciting. I mean, finally, the pressure is off and we're able to relax. We don't have to keep the big secret anymore.
I know, because guys, like, listeners, I don't know if you would notice sometimes, but I would have to backtrack because I was always worried that I might accidentally, like, admit that I am an examiner, and then, like, I don't think anybody from British Council, like, tracks me or whatever, but, like, I don't know. I really enjoy following rules when I think they're useful. I shouldn't say all the time. I do like to be a rebel sometimes. But in this case, I'm like, no, like what if my job depends on this as an examiner? I can't break that contract. And so I would have to be like, well, you know, I know examiners and they tell me that blah, blah, blah. So we don't have to like talk around that anymore, which is nice.
Right. Or we've said in the past, we've said, oh, a student told us about this that happened. Right. So things like that. But and that's also why inside Three Keys IELTS, I love how, you know, we walk you through exactly what happens on test day, like what to expect, because you, Jessica, have been in the test every Saturday, every other Saturday for years, right? You're in there all the time. So it's foolproof. We tell you exactly what to expect. And students, that's part of why I think students score so highly with us, is because there's no mystery, right?
Definitely. Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, having been working professionally with IELTS for over a decade before even starting this course, you know, like that's a lot. 10 years is a lot of experience in teaching the exam and doing the exam before establishing these strategies. That's why it's called Three Keys, because it's like the most simple possible way you could approach every part of the exam.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. You know, I find that when it comes to mastering something, anything, when we first become kind of experts, maybe we're still a little bit new to something. So our strategies could be complex. They could be complicated. They could be cumbersome, right? But then once we get better and better and we know it so, so well, that's true mastery when we've simplified something to something as simple as three keys, three steps for each test section. That's how you know that your teacher or your, you know, your course really understands what they're teaching you.
Right. Yeah. I think it's definitely a bad sign, guys, if you see, if the strategies are seem too complicated and too long, right? Like, it's not like everything, we're not saying everything in Three Keys is super easy and you'll just get a 9 right away. That's impossible. There's no magic like that. You still need to practice. You still need to work hard. But what we're saying is we've simplified it as much as humanly possible. Because I remember when I first started teaching IELTS, before I was actually an examiner, and I can still remember my convoluted, very complicated, like attempt to teach task one, like how to write about a graph or what, how to do matching headings to paragraphs and reading. And I don't even think I understood what I was saying. Oh. And so that's a sign, guys. And sometimes also, like, if a teacher or anyone isn't 100% sure about what they're saying, they'll like add, they'll just keep adding more and more stuff.
Yeah. Right. That's true in any area. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
So
simplicity.
Those are two things.
Yeah. Simplicity is true knowledge, right? Simplicity is true expertise.
Yeah. So just a couple notes. Like if you are a current Three Keys student or you are going to be a Three Keys student, there's a couple things that I can now, that I am free to do now and members of our team are free to do that I couldn't do before. So for example, in the personal coach sessions, right? You do a speaking mock test and the other one is like the writing feedback. So how I got around the rules before was I would be like, okay, what score do you need? You're not quite there. Or what score do you need? Oh, you're there. Just so I wouldn't be breaking the rules and being like, you get a 6.5, you get a 7. But now, guys, I can actually tell you, okay, like these are the exact band scores that this would get.
Perfect.
Right? So that's huge. And so that was also for like email feedback on the essays, band scores, exact band scores. Writing wizard contest. Gonna start doing band scores there if you upgrade for the feedback. So yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So it is a really, really good time to get involved with Three Keys IELTS, to jump in. If you've been thinking about it, guys, you know, it's springtime. It's time to turn over a new leaf, to get in and to start working towards our goals. I love it. And our entire team is going to be trained under this and we'll have the same ability, guys. So you can feel confident when you join Three Keys IELTS that this is what you're gonna get. I love it.
Yeah,
so good.
Totally. So exciting. Yay!
All right. Awesome, awesome.
Everything is revealed.
All right, guys. So this is great. Wow. The secret is out. People know that this is what's been going on for you for the last 14 years. It's amazing. Yeah. All right. So guys, to join the course, to get in the basic plan, go to allearsenglish.com/basic. But now that Jessica can give out band scores, we recommend the personal coach plan. All right. Totally. So to get that, go over to allearsenglish.com/coach. That is going to get you the bonus on how to wake up the examiner. And again, that bonus has been created from the inside, right? From right inside the exam.
Yes. As inside as one could be.
Yep. You got it. You got it. All right. All right. Well, this has been great, Jessica. Very exciting. And I'm excited to see what happens next. This is going to be awesome.
So fun. Oh, so freeing being honest. I love it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good weekend, Lizzie.
Yeah. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.